The reading that Paul gave us of from 1 Peter refers to the story of Moses and sorry of Noah and the ark. And although we didn't have it this morning, if you read your Old Testament reading today, it brings in all the information there that is required that we need to know about the story of Noah. Now, can anybody tell me, do they remember the Disney cartoon film Peter Pan? And I cannot believe looking into it, it was released in 1953. And I love Peter Pan. And in that film, in that cartoon film, there is a song in there called Following the Leader. And I'm sure that we can all recall memories of following each other in a line around a room or a playground, jumping over this, skipping around over that, and watching intently to be sure we all followed the leader precisely. Now, I can remember when we came back from Disneyland and James, having seen Peter Pan, he used to love playing it. Now, we may have played this game just for fun, or perhaps someone might have used the game to teach us the role of a good follower. And that's what I want to use this particular term, a good follower, today. In these days of Lent, I invite us all to think about our role as followers. In the recent months in our church year, we have moved from the anticipation of the birth of Christ, of the Christ child, to the knowledge of Jesus's ministry. And now, in these weeks of Lent, through the scriptures, we will watch and follow our Lord as he walks to Jerusalem on to Golgotha and then to the cross. Now, Jesus is crystal clear when in Mark 8, verse 34, he called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." And Jesus goes on to share an eternal truth in Matthew's gospel. In Matthew 10, verse 38, it says, "And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." So, following Jesus, following the one we call Saviour and Lord, it is a requirement of discipleship. Now, in Matthew and Mark, we hear 16 times the reference of follow to Jesus. So, what does it mean for us to follow Jesus? Well, during Lent, we are called to face our true nature as it is laid bare before us to examine. It is not a time for self-loathing or wallowing in self-pity. It is a time of being honest, a time to look at our whole self, our body, our soul and spirit. It's a time for us to examine ourselves and see where there is room for God's grace, where we may need to yield to his lordship. This self-reflection, it is not easy, but it is necessary. It is necessary so that we may continue to be conformed into the image of Christ, so that we may reflect in the image of Christ. This reflection should be an ongoing process, but it's very much emphasized by the church during these 40 days of Lent. Where Jesus leads, we are called to follow. And we are to follow. We're not asked to be told to sit back and watch what's going on. We are called into a relationship, and a relationship with the one we call Lord. And as we all know, a solid relationship that requires participation by both parties. So let us follow Jesus, our leader, in these days of Lent. So let us examine once again ourselves, to look into life's mirror, to be honest with God, to seek the things that distract us from God's kingdom. Or to say it another way, we are to examine those things that keep us from being transformed and to reflect the image of Christ. Are we actually feeling so self in ourselves, in our houses, in our relationships, that we no longer work to maintain spiritual health and wholeness? What are you tempted to believe or deny, to do or to neglect as you journey into self-reflection? And Jesus, the one we are called to follow, knows about temptation. God's very Spirit, in Mark's telling, has descended upon Jesus and identified him as the beloved Son. Then this same Spirit drives him into the wilderness. Jesus is driven into the wilderness by God's Spirit. Mark makes it clear that Satan is there, that temptation is there. Now, though it might strike us as strange that God's Spirit would drive Jesus into the wilderness. Is God's Spirit driving or swiftly kicking you into the wilderness? And our wilderness is often the landscape of where we live, where we reside. The wilderness can even encompass at times the landscape of our family. Do you need to be driven? Do you need a swift kick from the Holy Spirit in order to get you to wake up and follow Jesus, to follow the leader? Perhaps, actually, we all do. Perhaps we need to wake up. And as I don't know if any of you saw Sophie in the EasyJet TV program when she was learning to be a pilot in New Zealand. And she said that she needs to put her big girl's pants on. Well, perhaps we need to put on our spiritual big boy and big girl pants and follow the commands of our Lord. We have a great privilege, not just in these days of Lent, but all the days of our life in the faith to be led by God's Spirit. But we pay particular attention during Lent to how the wilderness of temptation can teach us, shape us, and help us to be more Christ-like, to be better Christians. The wilderness can prepare us to follow the leader wherever he may lead. The wilderness can prepare us to boldly proclaim, "I will go, Lord, if you lead me." And that is from the chorus of the hymn, "I, the Lord, of sea and sky." And I think it says it so well. "Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart." During these 40 days of Lent, we enter into the wilderness to see what God has in store for us, to learn what God's Spirit has to teach us so that we will passionately follow. The wilderness, this time of self-examination, should always lead us into action. Jesus, our leader, has walked through the wilderness. And when he returned, we are told that he returned to Galilee and proclaimed to all. In Mark 1, verse 15, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. The leader of the universe turns to those who have ears and to us this day and proclaims the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. We are called to do something, to repent. Now, repent means to turn away from the direction in which we are heading. That could often mean a 180-degree turn. And after we turn, we're called to make another decision. For Jesus proclaims to all, follow me. Jesus, our leader, is not standing still. After the wilderness, Jesus emerges to complete and fulfill his ministry. In our relationship with God, in life's journey, we have choices. We can choose if and what we will believe. We can choose which path we will or will not take. We can choose if, who, how long, and how far we will follow. Things have not changed all that much since our youth. It was the same principle when we had, as children, when we played the follow the leader game. We could choose whether we played or didn't play. We could follow or not follow the leader. And even if we chose to play, we might later choose to wander off in our own direction. We were a follower only if we chose to participate. We could successfully complete the game if we were willing to follow the leader wherever they would go. It is that way in our life of faith. We can choose whether or not we are going to follow. Yet to follow requires an action. It requires us to pursue, to follow in the footsteps of the one who is leading. The fundamental question is that we must ask is, do I truly trust Jesus? Do I trust him not only to be my saviour, but also my Lord? And many receive him as their saviour, but they do not trust him as Lord, and therefore they do not follow. Do you trust him? Do you really trust him? And that is a question that we must answer with the dawn of each new day. As you reflect on your inner life, and as you begin to walk through these 40 days of Lent, ask yourself, do I trust him? Each day, maybe multiple times during the day, we must decide who we will follow. We must decide who we will serve. And it is my hope and prayer that with the dawn of each day, you will boldly proclaim, as it says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, as for me and my house, we will follow and we will serve the Lord. And as it said in the second hymn that we sang, it says, I trust in him. Amen.